if hygiene and sanitation don't go together with water, then the issue of poverty becomes critical. One of the things we are stressing is that the education, especially of girls, is affected by their inability to go to school on a regular basis because of lack of access to water and sanitation and hygiene.
How widespread a problem is that when you say it affects girls' ability to go to school? How large a problem is that?
It's very huge. If you take, for example, in Lesotho, we have a different phenomenon from a lot of other countries where you have a problem of the girl child. We have a lot of girls in primary school, but as you go high up the hierarchy, the girls seem to drop out of school as opposed to boys. Boys go all the way up to university. So that is a big phenomenon, that girls, you find that girls really do not stay in school as long as you'd like them to.
How does that relate to the sanitation and hygiene issue?
Okay, in other African countries, you find that a lot of girls, when they start menstruating, the week that this happens, they are not in school. Obviously, they miss out. And when that happens, it means there will be a lot of repetition, class repetition. If you look at the percentages of repetition of classes, you find that it affects girls more than boys. The type of sanitation that we are talking about is not water-related in the sense that we are talking of dry sanitation, pit latrines, and not necessarily sewered sanitation. So the issue of water being available for consumption, drinking, washing, and so on, does not translate to sanitation in the sense that you use a different type of system for sanitation for most parts of the African continent where you are using pit latrines or VIP toilets.
If this problem is resolved to your satisfaction, how might it enhance development?
The issue of sanitation and hygiene is very important because a lot of, for example, young children die because of poor sanitation and hygiene. That is one thing. So if healthy children are there, it means there will be healthy children to go to school. Then it means most of the problems that we are facing in terms of poverty will be alleviated because you'd have a fairly educated society. That is one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is to say if sanitation and hygiene are taken care of, especially in schools, then you do not have a recurrence of the health issues which are caused by lack of clean water and also lack of hygiene, basic hygiene in the society.
How do you go about solving these problems? I see in a statement that you called for better coordination between various ministries, for example.
Oh, okay. In Lesotho, for example, water is under the Ministry of Natural Resources, but sanitation is under the Ministry of Health. And we are saying we have to find coordination between the two to say as we supply clean water, we also have to ensure that the good effects that we get from clean water are not counterbalanced by the fact that we do not have good sanitation. So we need to get the two ministries working together to ensure that as we provide clean water, the Ministry of Health is also on top of things in terms of providing sanitation facilities.
Is this an issue that African nations can solve by themselves, or is international aid required?
Oh, definitely they can solve it by themselves. That's another issue I was raising, that, you know, not only is there this multiplicity of ministries working, but there's also a lot of donors that are working in the same thing. But the coordination, again, is very haphazard. You have a lot of donors that are working towards the same goal, but because they don't talk together or they don't talk with us at the same time, you find that the coordination is not very well done. And African countries, or any developing country for that matter, cannot cope on its own without any systematic and coordinated assistance from the donor community.
Do you expect a list of recommendations to come out of this week's meeting?
I hope so. We have had a lot of discussions in terms of the hard issues relating to infrastructure and the provision of water and sanitation, and also the soft issues. How do we manage that? And the way I see things going, I think we are going to reach some consensus that you need a combination of these two. You can't have one. It's not a question of either or. It's a question of how do you put together the hard solutions with the soft solutions so that they can meet the demands for water and sanitation.